Give us a revelation. Give us this day a revelation. That's the only way you're going to live. Because the Lord says if you put him first, he will take care of your tomorrows. I didn't say it. He said if you put the kingdom of God first, he'll do what? What will he do? He'll take care of your tomorrows. Amen. That's a promise that he gave you. But we put the Lord, you know, on the bottom of the bills. We just sent to Arizona. Leroy Jenkins was dying. Reverend Leroy Jenkins was dying. And they wanted to cut his vocal cords out because they gave him a tracheotomy. I can't even pronounce it. I'm from Brooklyn. I got to learn how to speak American. You can laugh. It's all right. It's okay to laugh in church. Do you know a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones? Amen. Hello? That's why people get old before their age. Amen. Hello? Amen. Amen. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. That's why Ezekiel prophesied, says, oh, you old dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Prophesy. Yes. Every time I get this and we're on video streaming, I'm driving the devil back for you folks tonight. Amen. I'm prophesying to the prince of power of the air. Satan is the prince of power of the airways. Amen. That's why you can have murders on television, you can have all of these things, but now on television, you got to watch what you say if you want to talk about Jesus Christ. Amen. If you want to talk about miracles, you want to talk about healing. Yeah. We went to the Coliseum years ago, and we had an hour special after we were there at the Coliseum, and before they would accept that program, they had to critique it. They had to look at it. And what was the word I used, Brother Barry?
Sissy.
I said, God's not going to have no sissies in heaven. You know what they said? You got to take that word sissy out. That was in 1977, 78. I couldn't use the word sissy. A lot of sissies in this world. A lot of woman sissies and a lot of men sissies. Amen. They got no gumption in their unction. You need some gumption in your, you got to have unction. You got to have gumption in your unction. The only way you can get that gumption in your unction, amen, is by the power of the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? It's like putting fuel in your car. How does your car run? It don't run unless you fill it up or tank it up. A lot of people are just running on empty, amen? I hate to run on empty because I'm always saying, I don't want to run out. I never know where I'm going to have to go. I like to have a full tank. I like to have a full tank right here. Can you say hallelujah? I don't like to ride on empty. Can you say praise the Lord? Don't you feel better when you're not hungry? Don't you feel better now you can face the day and you have breakfast? You know what breakfast means? Break the fast. That's what breakfast is. Break the fast. Break fast. Amen? Amen? You want to fast? You can break it in the morning. Then you can fast the rest of the day. Break fast. Yes. Amen? Yes. Jesus said there are some things that do not happen in your life unless you fast and pray. Amen. Do what you want. But there are some things in your life, amen, that are not going to take place unless you fast and pray. I didn't say it. Amen. Jesus said it. Amen. But isn't it difficult to do without food for a few hours? Let's be honest. Let's stop being religious and let's be honest. Amen. But you see, when you submit yourself to God, yes, when you give yourself to the Lord, you know what happens? You're opening up yourself, like the Lord said, I will open you the windows of heaven. God opens you up to receive. So my daughter goes out to Arizona and said, don't let the doctors touch you. I'm going to bring you some anointed dirt from the yard here of the church, because so many people eating a pinch of dirt got miracles. Amen. They got miracles. Cancer. One woman couldn't get pregnant for 10 years. They ate a pinch of dirt, and she got pregnant. Amen. Cancer of the thyroid. Gone. Healed. Miracle. A woman that couldn't talk had a built-in amplifier on her headset, and she'd have to turn the knob to turn the volume up so people could hear her talk. She came on a Friday night, gave her a pinch of dirt. She heard my testimony, gave her a pinch of dirt. You know what happened? God gave a miracle. Came to church Sunday, swinging that headset, swinging the phone like this. Come running down to the front, handing me the phone. She said, I got my miracle. She ripped the phone off the wall. I wish somebody would say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's time some of you start ripping up your bills and ripping up your credit cards. Amen. I wish somebody would say praise the Lord anyhow. Can you say hallelujah? Amen. God's going to turn it around. So they're going to say, we're going to cut your vocal cords out. You'll never talk again in your life. My daughter brought some dirt out there. Went to the second doctor. Went to a different doctor. The doctor is examining his throat. He said, what are they talking about? He said, this doctor says your vocal cords have to come out. I don't see anything wrong with your vocal cords. He ate a pinch of dirt. I wish someone said he ate a pinch of dirt.
Dirt.
People will eat all, take all kinds of medication from doctors. Yes. You don't even know what you take.
Amen.
But you were made from dirt.
Yes.
I said you were made from dirt.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And there's a lot of vitamins and dirt in the ground.
Amen.
Do you know that? There's a lot of minerals in dirt. I'm not saying you need a whole chunk, just a little pinch, an act of faith. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain. The mountain will be moved. The doctor this past week looked. He says, your vocal cords don't have to be cut out. So in a few weeks, you're going to be talking normal. If that was you, you'd be shouting. I'm shouting for somebody else because I'm happy they got a miracle. I say, thank God it wasn't me. Amen. But you see, the world is so self-centered. Amen. And everything has to revolve around them. Well, if it didn't happen to me, so what if someone else got blessed? That's what happened to Cain and Abel. Abel was blessed because his sacrifice was accepted by the Lord, and Cain hated that. And God says to Cain, if you do what's right, I'll bless you like I bless your brother. So things haven't changed from the days of Cain and Abel.
Amen.
We're all victims. He was a victim, Cain, right? He didn't like it that his brother was blessed.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
I mean, even Peter, he's in jail, and the church is praying. And they didn't even believe what they were praying about.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Can you say hello?
Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
They didn't believe it. God sends an angel. An angel. And he's shackled between two soldiers. And he's sleeping, and in the morning they're going to cut his head off. Would you be sleeping if you knew in the morning your head was going to be cut off? An angel woke him up, and his shackles dropped off. You see, when you wake up, folks, when you get the understanding in the gagutz up here, the shackles will drop off. Amen. Stop feeling you're a victim in life. Go to the preachers that got a good message for victims. Oh, wasn't that a great message? That's what the Lord says. You're made in his image and likeness. We got an image, but we don't have the likeness of God. You don't have the power. You don't hear miracles. You don't hear healing. Amen. You don't even hear about prosperity.
Amen.
Just buy their book. All you have to do is buy their book. That's the new thing today. Just buy our book. It's on television. It's with the journalists. It's with the preachers today. Buy my book. What's the matter with this book? I wish somebody would say, praise the Lord. Amen. This book here today don't seem it's much value. We'd rather listen to man than to listen to God. Jesus said, if I be lifted up. Amen.